While the specific programs to be cut have yet to be named, they are most likely to include taxpayer supporting services such as the IRS call center, telephone support lines, and reduced operational staff handling the processing of tax returns. For the do-it-yourselfers, there will likely be fewer IRS operators available to take calls, to answer questions, leading to longer wait times. During the busy tax season, while having less staff, working fewer hours will only increase taxpayer frustration.
There's been a lot of speculation about long delays in getting refunds and processing flagged returns. Will e-filing be affected the same way?
There is a greater potential for delays on tax returns that are flagged by IRS. Most of those delays have to be hand-processed. So if there are issues, even small ones, they're going to take longer to address and correct.
Are there any changes in the tax code this year that people should be particularly aware of?
One of the things that we've seen, due to the lateness of the Tax Act that was passed back in January, is the fact that a lot of forms are not eligible yet for electronic filing. One of the popular forms that we've seen that was delayed is the Form 8863, which is the education credit form. Because of that delay, lots of folks decided to file their return electronically and then file an amended return to claim that credit. Those amended returns are hand-processed at IRS, which is going to create a delay even further.
Is the private tax preparation community seeing a large influx in business as a result of people being uneasy about what will happen if the sequester kicks in?
What we're seeing is a later filing season, only due to the fact that electronic filing was postponed this year until January 30th. Usually electronic filing starts around the middle of January.
It sounds like the best strategy is to file as soon as possible, whether you use a tax professional or not. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. It's more important now than ever to file your tax return in order to avoid these delays. Layoffs or furloughs at IRS can range from an immediate layoff with many departments to a staggering or rolling furlough, which includes a limited number of days a week or partial layoff scheduled out until the crisis ends.
And another question on people's minds is if they need to begin planning for next year. Many of us, most of us, have seen a decrease in our paychecks as a result of the Bush-era tax cuts expiring. Will people see lower returns next year? Do they need to save more?
I would always recommend that they save more. One of the biggest cuts that we saw that took place in January was the Social Security reduction. We had been used to having it for the last couple of years at 4.2%. It now bumped back up to 6.2%. One of the things that we're seeing with self-employed people is we're advising them to put back a little bit more.
If you could give people one bit of advice to help them through the tax season, what would that be?
Record keeping. The more and more accurate records that you keep, the better off you are if there's a question or a delay at IRS.
Keep records and file early. Jenny Ward of Jackson Hewitt, thanks for your insight this morning.
You're welcome, and thank you.